This first reading is from Acts, chapter 10, verses 44 to 48. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on even Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading is from John, chapter 15. Verses 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remained in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, thank you, Tim, for leading. And thank you especially to Mark and Susie, because good as your recordings are, the live Mark is even better. So I think that's great. Lovely. And thank you to the technical team at the back as well. Have we had any dropouts yet? No, we're okay so far. Yeah, fingers crossed. Lovely. And thank you to all of you for tolerating Jane and me arriving late, because as you may have gathered, we've dashed this morning from Alden to Great Tay to here. And we were just wondering how we can do that better in the future. But anyway, thank you for allowing us to arrive late, and Tim holding the fort. That's lovely. The last words that Leon read there, "This is my command, love each other." How would you sum up the Christian faith if somebody asked you? How would you do it in just one word? Well, I think the word would have to be love, wouldn't it? Jesus summarized the Ten Commandments as, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." St. Paul says that faith, hope, and love remain these three, but the greatest of these is love. St. John declares that God is love. But what do we mean by that word? What do we mean by love? Well, C.S. Lewis, a long time ago now, wrote this lovely little classic book called The Four Loves. And in it, he describes four Greek words that we translate as love. And the first one is affection, or in Greek, storge. I love my old jumper. I love the taste of bacon. I love the smell of a garden after rain. Affection for people or places or things. The second one, top left on the front cover, is friendship. In Greek, philia. my best friend, my mates, friendship. Perhaps a little underrated in our society today, but really important for us, particularly in these times of COVID and isolation and so on. The third one, bottom right, is romantic love, eros. Possibly the first thing we think of, falling in love, romance and sex and so on. Greek word, eros. And then the last one, bottom left, is he calls charity from the Latin word caritas. In Greek, agape. And that may be slightly more helpful, actually. The unconditional love of God, self-giving love, agape. And it's that last word that is, it sums up the love of Jesus, the love that stands the test, as the hymn puts it. Strong love, divine love. Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life. So we see the greatest expression of love as Jesus died on the cross, giving his all for you and for me, sacrificing himself to save us. And then in the reading that Leon read, Jesus commands us to do the same. And he's not talking about affection for favorite things, although we could all name some of those, I'm sure. He's not talking about friendship, although that's a wonderful connection to have, and it means a lot, especially in COVID times. He's not even talking about eros, although countless poems and songs have been written about being in love, haven't they? And together, I think those last two, friendship and love, are a very good basis for marriage. But the last one, charity, caritas, is the greatest of all. That's something else. I think the word charity actually confuses us a little bit because we associate it with a donation to a non-profit organization, don't we? Which is why I think the Greek word agape is perhaps more distinctive. And this is what Jesus meant when he talked about love, giving yourself for someone else, even for God. Of course, you can combine that with any of the others as well, but we're talking here about going the extra mile, about laying down your life. Maybe you saw that man in the news, Jimmy, who jumped in the Thames to save a woman who'd fallen in by accident. And she survived, but sadly, he drowned in the process. Some of you might know Andy Sachs, the vicar of St. John's in Colchester, whose son suffered kidney failure a few years back. So he donated one of his kidneys to save his son. Or you might think of a nurse treating people suffering from COVID, but who then contracts it herself and dies. Or, of course, you would think of Jesus, giving his life for us on the cross, suffering not just rejection and humiliation and pain, but also bearing the weight of the world's sin, suffering the penalty so that we might go free. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, said Jesus. I think every phrase in that gospel reading is profound and full of meaning. It's one of those readings that you can read again and again and again and pick up something fresh every time. Last week, we heard the previous few verses in John's Gospel, chapter 15, about Jesus being the true vine. And you remember Jesus told his followers, remain in me and I will remain in you. And this week in the reading Leon read, he says, remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. So I think the secret is to remain close to Jesus. The secret is to draw on him, not only his example, but his grace and strength. I know we tend to think of love as something warm and fuzzy and cuddly that may happen to us if we're lucky. But it's not like that here. Jesus is talking about something much stronger. And that's why he issues a command to love. And love means obeying what he says. It's a choice that we make, a decision to love. If a child behaves badly and is naughty, the parents still love them despite their behavior. Love involves putting yourself out a bit, self-giving for another person. Already in the Old Testament, we've been commanded to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. You might ask, well, who is my neighbor? Well, the parable of the Good Samaritan tells us, doesn't it, that it's not just your next door neighbor or even your friends, but it includes the despised foreigner that society looks down on. It includes the person down on his luck, lying half dead in the gutter. In the parable, we discover what love looks like in practice. But now Jesus gives them a new commandment to love one another. And his followers will be noticed for this. The community of disciples in the kingdom of God will be a community of love. In Rome, people pointed to the Christians and said, "See how they love one another and how they are ready to die for each other." In their society, which had a climate of hatred and killing, this was distinctive behavior. I wonder, could people in our village say that about us? How can you show that love in a way that those around you notice the difference? In 1 John and 2 John, the epistles, that new command is repeated to love each other. In fact, it's 3 times in the gospel and 3 times in the epistles. Obviously, John thought it was worth repeating, a significant new commandment. I have to say, the Christian church has, how shall I put this? It's not always done this very well. Not just disagreements and splits over doctrine, but the powerful abusing the powerless, and even open warfare and killing between Christians, Catholics and Protestants, one group attacking another. Is that love? So how can we obey Jesus' command to love one another? It's not a suggestion he makes. It's a level up from that. And in fact, this is the only command that he gave to his disciples in the Gospels. There are plenty of other things he tells them to do, such as serving one another, shown in washing feet, and not lording it over each other, and so on. So we're not short of guidance in the Gospels. But how do we put this into practice in our church community today in 2021? Maybe something springs to mind for you straight away. If it does, that's Jesus' command to you today. So do it. Obey what he says. I know it's easy enough to love the nice people, isn't it? The kind ones. But to be honest, we're never going to like everybody, even in church. One preacher talks about EGR people, extra grace required. We can probably all think of a few who are that for us. But just think of Jesus, who loved even the tax collectors, even the sinners, and even his betrayer, Judas. As St. Paul puts it, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So the tough calls are to love those who are not easy, the people that we don't naturally like, to do good to those who reject us, to forgive those who are hateful. That's challenging. But remember Jesus and ask for his grace to put love into your heart, to see the person in front of you as God sees them, someone God made and loves and for whom Christ died. Love each other as I have loved you. Give to them as Jesus gave himself for you. Just imagine the church here as a community of love. Wouldn't you want to be a part of that? And indeed, wouldn't others be banging on the door wanting to join in? Let's just pray. This is my command, love each other. Lord, we've not always done well at loving others. We just pray that you would give us the grace, your grace, to fill our hearts and to give us the strength and the love to obey you. In Jesus' name, amen.